Hi, and welcome to this very quick demo of a few of the outstanding features to do with Watch OS 3. And of course, as I'm doing this recording, it's currently still in beta, but I thought I'd give you a very quick sneak preview of four or five of my very, very favorite features that I find really exciting. And I'm not going to go through on how to set them up or any more detail about that. This is just a straight demo to hear what they sound like. So the first one I want to show you is if I touch my Apple Watch.
It's 12:45.
Okay, so we've got Mickey Mouse telling us the time. Or if I switch over to Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse.
It's 12:46. Good afternoon.
So let's put my watch to sleep. Touch the screen again.
It's 12:46.
Okay, so I'm just going to put Mickey back on.
Mickey Mouse.
It's 12:46.
And put watch to sleep. So I basically got a talking watch for Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse if I want to set it up that way. I've also now got the taptic vibrations for voiceover in making the watch vibrate. And the really cool thing about this, it's not going to wake up the watch screen as such. So in my case, Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse won't talk to me, and or voiceover won't speak what's on the current screen. Just put my watch up to the mic and double tap my watch screen. Okay, so that was 12:47. So a long vibration for 10, two short pulses for 2, four long pulses for grips of 10, that's 40, and seven short vibrations for 7. And if I just wanted to get the minutes rather than the hours and minutes, if I just do a triple tap. Okay, and I can just tell it's changed to 48. And one final thing for the watch, let me just touch my screen normally.
It's 12:49.
And I'm going to flip back to the left.
Moving, 28%, exercising, 0%, standing, 42%.
Okay, now if I invoke this feature.
Enable auto speak.
Enable auto speak.
Auto speak enabled.
And I shut my watch up, put my hand over the screen, and I wake it up, have a listen to this.
It's 12:49.
Moving, 28%, exercising, 0%, standing, 42%.
Now that read out automatically because I've got the auto speak enabled, which means if you're on a treadmill or you're exercising, and in this case I've turned the one on for the activity complication on my watch face, I can have it speak automatically. So when I'm running on the treadmill or whatever else, I can just raise my wrist or tap the screen and get the activity complication, in this case, to speak automatically. Okay, put me to sleep. So that was the three things I wanted to show that are really fantastic on the watch. The Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse talking watch face, taptic time, and the auto speak function for complications on your watch face. One exciting thing on my iPhone is that I can now ping my Apple Watch rather than the reverse up until now, which was pinging my iPhone from my Apple Watch. So if I open up, hey Siri, open Find My iPhone.
Find my
iPhone. Let me flick down to my watch.
My devices, heading, David's Apple Watch 42 millimeters, online, now, 0 kilometers away.
So one finger double tap on that.
Selected, David's Apple Watch 42 millimeter, loading.
And if I come down the bottom.
Actions, button.
Actions. Towards the bottom again.
Erase watch. Button. Lost mode. Play sound. Button.
Play sound.
Play sound on this Apple Watch. Play sound.
And we'll get the familiar Find My iPhone on my watch. And the last thing I wanted to quickly show you was the fact that I can now auto unlock my Mac from my Apple Watch. I have a password on my Mac screen. It goes to sleep every 1 minute. So simply to wake it up now, I can just press any key on my keyboard to wake my Mac up.
Authentication has new window. Enter password. Secure edit text. Three system dialogs displayed. Three system dialogs displayed. Three system dialogs displayed. Finder. Desktop. Macintosh HD. 119.43 gigabytes. 4.99 gigabyte free. Volume.
Okay, and I've just unlocked my Mac. It's that simple. So that was the last two things I wanted to show you to do with Find My iPhone on the iPhone to locate the Apple Watch and play a sound. And then two, unlocking your Mac purely from your Apple Watch. So that completes this very, very quick overview of the five new features that I find really exciting to do with the Apple Watch, Watch OS 3, of course, coming up later on this year. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.